When the state legislature passed the voter ID law last year, the UW system protested because college IDs didn't qualify. Lawmakers eventually agreed to allow IDs that included pictures, signatures, and expiration dates on them. The UW system left the decision of whether to offer voter ID cards and whether to charge for them up to individual campuses. Of the 13 four-year campuses, only Eau Claire and La Crosse are charging a $2 fee. ACLU spokeswoman Stacey Harbaugh says that's unconstitutional.
Students at the University of Eau Claire should be concerned that even if it's a small amount of money, it is essentially a poll tax to have to pay for your ID to vote.
The Chippewa Valley chapter of the ACLU has sent a letter to UW-Eau Claire asking them to stop charging the fee. Mike Rindo is communications director for UWEC. He says the student senate decided to charge a fee for the IDs, which he says is within their legal right.
We have worked with UW System Legal Counsel and in concert with the Government Accountability Board on the way that we are implementing voter IDs, and we have been told that our approach is in compliance with the statute.
The ACLU says they will not file a lawsuit against the campus over the fee, but they will use it as an example in a federal case against the state voter ID law. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio in Eau Claire.